Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday, March 27th. Today's the day that President Trump will gather about 800 farmers and other ag industry officials on the South Lawn of the White House for a celebration of agriculture. The president at a cabinet meeting yesterday said U.S. farmers have been mistreated by some countries, so his administration will announce a variety of actions it is taking to support American farmers. The president expected to announce EPA guidance that requires diesel vehicle manufacturers to switch to a different diesel exhaust fluid sensor. And the Small Business Administration increasing its loan guarantee for ag small businesses from 75 to 90%. We'll have lots of coverage here on the radio through the day. A Farm Progress survey led by Farm Futures magazine indicated a few more corn acres than the USDA outlook projected in February, but still fewer than last year. Based on the cumulative numbers from all states in the survey, corn planting intentions in 2026 expected to drop about 2.4%. or about half the drop that USDA projected in February. Bruce Blythe, senior editor at Farm Futures, says a 2.4% drop in corn acreage from 2025 would result in farmers planting about 96.4 million acres, over 2 million lower than USDA's February prediction. Soybean acres up 1 million from the USDA estimate, possibly reaching over 86 million acres, as southern acres will shift away from unprofitable cotton and rice to more soybeans. But we'll find out on Tuesday. Earlier this week, a federal appeals court upheld Florida's ban on lab-grown meat, which has been in place since 2024. Lab-grown meat, an experimental product with many unknowns because there is a lack of long-term health studies. According to Will Coggan, research director at the center, he says Florida is joined by many other states that share concerns about petri dish protein, and it's a sensible policy that keeps pace with consumer expectations. To date, 7 states beyond Florida have enacted legislation banning lab-grown protein. Each year, the Feeding the Economy report measures the downstream off-the-farm economic impact of U.S. agriculture. Danny Munch, economist with the American Farm Bureau, said the report tracks 3 layers of impact.
The first is direct activity, which includes the base level of food and ag production that is traditionally measured, but it also measures supply industries like transportation, finance, equipment, manufacturing inputs at that second stage. And then lastly, the ripple effects of those 2 stages on how wages are earned and spent throughout the rest of the system.
Or about 1/5, 20% of the entire U.S. economy. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back checking morning markets.